Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings God's way for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to all of you out there. So glad that you are tuning in here to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. This is Chris Brown, and I am your host. Before we start today, you need to make sure that you stay tuned for the incredible Black Friday deals that we'll have on gifts, you know, for anyone that you might know. We're talking lowest prices of the season. I'll have more details about that later in the show. And as we celebrate Thanksgiving today and share how thankful we are, I'm incredibly grateful for this show and incredibly grateful for my story. My story is a huge part of why we even have this show. And the heart behind this show is to really bless you, to add value to your life. But it's a show that's wrapped up in gratitude. Just incredibly thankful that we get to manage this life that God's given us. So I thought that I would encourage you this Thanksgiving 2015 with the heart behind the show. As we talk about the why behind this show, let me just start off first with the why that, you know, what's behind this show when it comes to Ramsey Solutions. Why is Ramsey Solutions so passionate about stewardship? You know, about 5 years ago, Dave, you know, and the board here at Ramsey Solutions started to toss around this word of stewardship and realized that the word is super confused out there in the world, that people don't know what it means. And this is about 5 years ago. I think now we're starting to get some more definition to it and some more clarity, thanks to things that, you know, like this show that's helping out with that. But about 5 years ago, no one knew what that word meant. They thought, man, that's just an old, stale church word. That's a giving campaign at a church. That's, you know, recycling or saving the rainforests. And there's just, you know, if you were to Google the word stewardship, those are some of the things that you would see. And then, you know, about 35th on the list, maybe page 6, when you Google the word stewardship, you'd see an actual accurate understanding of that word. And so we at Ramsey Solutions over the last 5 years have dedicated a big portion of our energy towards reclaiming that word, because it's God's word. It's a word that is it's wrapped up in Him, and not just some feel good I'm going to recycle. No, it's deeper than that. So what does stewardship really mean? It means managing God's blessings. That's everything, not just money, but God's blessings. That's our leadership. That's our health. That's our personal development. That's our parenting. That's our marriages. That's, you know, those little rugrats that are running around the house. Yes, those are blessings. I know not all the time, right? But sometimes they don't seem like blessings, but they are. And your spouse and our friendships, all those things are God's blessings. So going back to the definition, it's managing God's blessings God's way by the scriptures and for His glory. And that's the why behind it. So it's not just recycling. Let's go back to that, taking care of the environment. No, it's taking care of the environment because God has blessed us with this earth, and we want to make sure that we manage it for His glory. So it's not just a fad, but it goes back to the why. And so that's really, we're passionate about doing that, because here's the deal. We've been telling folks for 20 plus years, I think 25 plus years now, get out of debt. Make sure you invest. Make sure you save. And we've been addressing a lot of the actions that lead to success and prevent extreme poverty and bondage. However, there was a realization about 5 years ago that we need to get behind the action and we need to attack the belief system. And there's a faulty belief system that out there in the world today, and all of us fall into this occasionally, and that is that all this is ours. There's this faulty belief system that I deserve. I work hard for my money. This is my job. These are my kids. This is my house. This is my car. And when you have that kind of mentality, it leads to entitlement. And when you get trapped up in entitlement, you start to make some really bad decisions. And so if we can change entitlement out for gratitude, and that with gratitude comes contentment, well, there's a change of decision making. And when you change your belief system like that, what it does is it changes your actions. And when you change your actions, you get a different set of results. And so about 5 years ago, we started getting very strategic about how do we really attack the belief system at a root level. And so here we are 5 years later, and now we have a radio show. Now, for me personally, why are we here at this show, and why am I a part of it? Where did this passion start with me? Going all the way back to I was 11 years old. I didn't know what the word stewardship meant, but I remember being 11 years old, and it was my 11-year-old birthday. And I was sitting down in a dirty, roach-infested apartment in Southern California. Just a nasty apartment, and it was completely empty. Nothing inside the home. There's a few upside-down cardboard boxes that we used as end tables. And there was a few stacks of clothes that we put on the ground. And I wore those same three or four outfits and just rotated them throughout the year. Very, very impoverished. But I can remember that day like it was yesterday. I can remember staring out that window and wishing that my birthday looked much differently. I was wishing for bounce houses and friends over, laughter, and maybe even a little bit of ice cream cake. But instead, I was sitting there and replaying the last several years of my life. And I knew that multiple father figures going to jail and night after night spent sleeping in the back seat of a car, and several father figures going to, that's just not normal. All that violence, that's just not normal. And so as I sat there and I thought through the years of disappointment and the years of pain, I turned my attention towards the kitchen. And I can remember seeing those nasty old brown Formica countertops all chipped up, and there was nothing on them. There was no coffee maker, no can opener. There was, just nothing there. And my mom's purse, I remember that, her purse, and she had a little notepad and a pen. And, I remember seeing her profile of her face, and behind her, I remember there was open cabinets, and behind those cabinets, there was a couple of them were open, but there was no dishes in them. There was no canned goods. There was no paper products. Just nothing in this home, just empty. But in the kitchen was my mom, and she was silently just staring off into space. And as I, this young boy, just locked his eyes on his mother's face, my hero's face, I realized that she was completely hopeless. And that's where this passion for stewardship came from. Because I remember looking at her face going, there has got to be another way. There is clearly something wrong here. Folks, it was at that day that I realized, when I'm an adult, when I have my own family, there is no way that I'm doing this to my family. Now, my mom, she was my hero. Because she worked three jobs and I survived. And she was a big part of that survival. She was, outside of God's, hand protecting me, on an earthly level, we survived. So she's my hero. But man, so many horrible stewardship decisions that put us in a really, really bad spot. And so that's where this passion for stewardship started in me, because I've got a passion to protect people, protect kids from that kind of experience. And that passion only grew stronger as an adult. As I grew up, I had some unique experiences as an adult that even fueled this passion even more as a pastor and as a husband and as a father. And so that's a little bit of the heartbeat behind this show. There's a heartbeat for Ramsey Solutions to add value to your life. And of course, this show, it's a free value to your life. We want to make sure that we're in your ear and in your spirit every day, and that we're dropping nuggets of value in your life every day. And then the websites, stewardship.com, stewardshipcentral.org, those are websites to drop free value into your life. And then we've got resources that can not only, so you're not just listening to these things, but you can actually apply them in a very practical way to your life and put these things into action. I hinted at this a little bit at the beginning of the show. Think about this. What if you could do Christmas right with gifts that make futures brighter? Tomorrow at stewardship.com for only 6 hours. Now hear me out. For 6 hours from 6 a.m. to 12 p.m., we're going to have our little Black Friday thing go down. Okay, from 6 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central Time, we have a Black Friday sale on gifts at our lowest prices of the season. Up to 70% off, 7-0. 70% off at stewardship.com. So Financial Peace University Home Study at only $119 for someone who needs to plan for their money. A Smart Money, Smart Kids Home Study, $44.99 for parents. The Total Money Makeover and Smart Money, Smart Kids books for only $9.49. So use a gift to make futures bright for a family member, maybe a friend, or someone that needs hope this holiday season. So set your alarm, because these deals are available tomorrow only for 6 hours from 6 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central Time at stewardship.com. Now, again, we are talking about the why behind this show. And I told you a little bit about my childhood and the passion that started there for this show. You know, I went through middle school, went through high school, have no idea how, just God's hand. And then, you know, what's funny is I ended up going to a Christian college. A private Christian college, Clearwater Christian College, just west of Tampa, and got a baseball scholarship to go there. And probably my first 3 weeks or a month, I remember it was September 27th of 1995, I accepted Christ in chapel. And, obviously my life has, never been the same. My life changed completely. It's funny, I went to a Christian college before I actually accepted Christ. Pretty wild, but it didn't take me long. Once I, saw what was available to me, that Christ loved me, it was pretty easy to latch onto. But anyway, I met my wife there at college, and we graduated and started our life together, and we both got two great jobs, and we lived very, very frugally, and we found ourselves putting away a ton of money. Year one, married, ton of money. Year two, married, ton of money. Year three, I mean, we were just packing money away. We're investing. We're doing a good job. And what we're doing is we were applying all these things from, I listened to Larry Burkett for years, and of course, Howard Dayton and Ron Blue, and of course, Dave Ramsey, Financial Peace University. All these things helped me dramatically. And they're all working. And I'm like, this is too easy. Well, spend less than you make. Wow, that's just genius. Put money away for the future. That's genius. Save. Whoa, man, this is really some sharp stuff. Avoid debt. And I did it, and it worked. Oh my goodness, right? It's amazing that God knew what He was talking about when He gave us all this instruction. And so we're doing well. And guess what? Now I'm about mid 20s, and so now I know it all because I'm mid 20s, and that's about when you know it all. And I got cocky. Anyone here, anyone ever gotten cocky before? Well, I did. And I said, you know what? We've been investing all this money, and we were buying homes with cash and flipping them and making like $30,000 a pop. And it was so easy. And I'm like, well, why would I do one of those at a time? Why don't I do like eight at a time? That just makes sense. Why would you want to make $30,000 every 3 months by flipping one home when you could, do that 7, 8, 9, 10 times? So the cocky Chris Brown walked down to the mortgage office and said, hey, listen, here's several homes that I want to buy, and I don't really even care what the interest rate is. I'm only going to own them for 3 or 4 months. So I don't give a rip what you give me, 7%, 8, 9, I don't care. And so I borrowed $1 million, folks. $1 million, and I bought several homes. I shouldn't even say I bought, because I really didn't. The bank bought. I borrowed. And guess what the year was? 2007, right before you couldn't sell anything. So here I am. I just absorbed $1 million in debt, and I can't sell these homes, and I can't rent them out. I can't do anything with them. Folks, for the next 3 years, I paid mortgage payments on 8 vacant homes. $10,000 a month for 36 months until I hit rock bottom. So here I am, January of 2011, and me and my bankruptcy attorney walk into the trustee's office, and I can remember it was a filled courtroom. I was embarrassed. I walked up to approach the bench, and I said, "Hey, there's the deal. I can't pay." She said, "Okay." And she said, "Do you have any kind of rental money from any of these properties?" And I did. One of them was rented out for a fraction of the mortgage for, you know, and so I had about $6,000 saved up in rental. And I said, "Here you go." And I gave her the rental income that I'd been receiving. I kept it separate from all my other finances that time. And she was thankful for that. She said, "Okay, thank you. Well, you're done here." And I can remember walking out of that trustee's office feeling like such a failure. And, you know, another realization that I had that day was looking into my bathroom mirror that day. You know what I saw? I saw the same look on my face, that look of hopelessness that I saw on my mom's face when I was 11 years old. The same exact look. Here I was years later, and I'd done the same thing to my family. We got there two different ways, but I'd done the same thing. So when we talk about the why behind this show, hopefully that you can see the why. I emphatically do not want your kids to experience what I experienced as a kid. I emphatically do not want you to experience as an adult what I experienced. Since January of 2011, my wife and I have been climbing out of this hole. And I'm very thankful that we have. We've climbed out of the hole through a lot of hard work, a lot of working extra jobs, a lot of delivering phone books and truck driving and painting on the weekends, painting till 1-2 in the clock in the morning and then waking up at 6 in the morning to go to the other job. A lot of sacrifice, a lot of living on beans and rice and beans, as Dave Ramsey would say. And we've been applying since January 11, reapplying after my cockiness, these principles like Proverbs 29:18, where there is no vision, the people perish, to make sure that we have a budget process. We've got our vision in front of us. We have a vision for the month and that we actually budget. Concepts like Proverbs 22:7 that says the borrower is enslaved to the lender. So avoid debt, you know? Romans 13:8 says, owe no man anything except for to love one another. Verses like Proverbs 21:20, it says, in the house of the wise is choice food and oil. To save. Verses like Proverbs 13:22, it says, a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. To invest. All these concepts, of course, giving along the way for sure, making sure that I give throughout the entire journey, because giving is something that God wants for us, not from us. But putting these things into practice and boom, they're working again. Imagine that. So folks, I have seen implementing what we teach work tremendously. And I've seen when you abandon this stuff, when you abandon the scriptures, the 2,350 verses that are out there, when you abandon that, I've seen it fail. And then on the other end, I've seen it work again. It's amazing. And your story might be very similar. You walked away from it, got yourself in a bunch of trouble. And when you were doing it, you were doing great. And so maybe this show is exactly what you need. It's the wake-up call to make sure that we, just that, you know, that daily dose on the podcast of just making sure that, hey, okay, cool. We got the right perspective. This is not all ours. It's all God's. We get to manage it. And I pray, man, I pray that this show does that for you. The bottom line is that America needs help. The average American today spends $1.26 for every dollar they earn. Are you higher than that? Are you lower than that? Where are you at in that? I pray that this show helps you with that. A third of American adults are currently in the debt collection process. The bottom line is that 70% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck, no matter the salary. So what does that mean? That means if a paycheck doesn't show up, you are in trouble. You have no financial margin in your life. I don't know if you're part of that stat or not, but if you are, I pray that this show helps you with that. That's the heartbeat of this show. When I think about the church, I think about only 12% of born-again believers are actually tithing. 12%. There's no mistake that that number is so dismal. And if you look at 70% of the Americans are living paycheck to paycheck, listen, that's only the paycheck to paycheck. There's another 18% that are worse than that. They can't even meet their paychecks. They're facing bankruptcy, or they're in bankruptcy, or they're coming out of bankruptcy. So 88% of you listening are paycheck to paycheck or worse. And it's just amazing to me that that 12% that's in a good financial position is the exact same amount of 12% of born-again believers tithe. And I want to help with that. Overall, if you take all born-again believers and put them all into one pile, we're only giving 3% of our income, folks. That's not because you don't have a good heart. It's not because you're not good people. It's because we just don't have it. We don't have the money. It's already obligated. Could you imagine how cool it would be if every one of our dollars had an opportunity for the future, not an obligation for the past? How cool would that be, right? What a great way to live. So I don't want you, all these concepts we're talking about here on this show, folks, they're not originated with Chris Brown. They're not originated with Dave Ramsey. They're not originated with Ramsey Solutions. These are God's concepts. And all we're doing is we're packaging them together for you. We're putting them together in a very palpable way so that you can absorb them in a very quick way and you can start applying them to your life. Now, this is not supposed to replace your Bible study. This is supposed to supplement your Bible study. So I want to encourage you, stay close to the Lord and make sure that you are in the scriptures. If I quote a verse, which I do often on here, I want you to look it up. I want you to highlight it. I want you to memorize it. I want you to share it with people. This isn't supposed to be your church. Now, you need to be involved in church. You need to be having a real relationship with Christ, you and Christ alone by yourselves. You don't need me, but this is a good supplement. I want to make sure I motivate you, I inspire you, I inform you, I educate you, and give you hope. Because the Bible says that hope deferred makes the heart sick. And so I want to give you information, I want to give you options, and I want to give you hope. Folks, that is the heart behind Chris Brown's True Stewardship. And I want to thank you listening. Thank you for listening for these, whatever it's been, 100 and something episodes. And I want to thank you specifically here on Thanksgiving Day. If I want to tell you what I'm very thankful for this year, I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for the stewardship community. I'm thankful for you being a part of my story. And I'm thankful that I have a story to share and that I'm still here and that God's been behind it the entire way. So let me pray for you on this Thanksgiving Day. And we'll wrap up today's broadcast. God, thank you so much for this show. Thank you for being the heartbeat behind it. Thank you that right now, at this moment, all over the world, that you can be with each one of us as individuals. Such a powerful thought. Thank you for trusting us enough to manage your blessings, your way, and for your glory. Thank you for entrusting us with our kids, entrusting us with our roommates, entrusting us with our singleness if we're single, entrusting us with our marriages, entrusting us with our houses and with our cars and with our belongings. Thank you that you could do all of this by yourself, but you've chosen to use everyday people like us to be able to carry out your plan. We love you, and it's in your name we pray. Amen. Well, folks, I want to thank you for being with us on Thanksgiving Day. I pray that as you continue with the rest of your day, that you've got a thankful spirit and that we were a part of that. And don't forget to set the alarm on your phone to take advantage of the amazing low prices of the season. Black Friday deals happening at stewardship.com. They will only last for 6 hours, so don't waste any time getting to stewardship.com. God bless you.